Vanderbilt a winner 79-74 over Alabama, as we are joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Coach Kevin Stallings. And, well, this was a game, two teams that left it all out there tonight. This was one hard-fought battle all the way.
Yeah, it was, Joe, and I'm proud of our team for persevering. And you know, we've got an interesting situation here where our guys at home are very nervous at the beginning of games, mm-hmm. still. And it just blows me away that we could still be experiencing that. And but I thought, you know, there's some good things and some bad things in this game. The good was they got the lead. We dug in, did what we had to do to get control of the game. Mm-hmm. We had some timely shots made. You know, AJ's inside, Beal made a couple. Brad Tinsley made a huge three coming out of a timeout. And so we had some big baskets made. Rebounding the first 25 minutes of the game, maybe even 30, was a problem. I thought rebounding the last 10 minutes of the game, we were exceptional. Mm-hmm. Defense, the first 25 minutes of the game, was not good. I thought defense the last 15 minutes of the game was great.
Yep.
And so, you know, such is the case. Obviously, free throw shooting was bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of is what it is. It's the growing pains that we have to go through. I would have loved to have been able to. We should have put them away on the foul line. And for the most part, AJ and Jermaine were the guys there, and you expect those two guys to make them. But we didn't tonight, and we lived to tell about it. So I guess it could be worse.
What was the change in the second half? You're down 7 at halftime, and then, as you said, you come out obviously defensively much better, but, you know, and offensively very well too.
Well, we just I don't want to say we made any terrific adjustment at halftime other than we just asked him to exert a little more effort on the ball. And really, if you look at this, if it's not for Brock going crazy from three, and he had a couple of really contested ones.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that last one, he was open. I was afraid that one was
missed.
Going in.
Oh, yeah.
But I think if we just control him, then we make it a lot easier on ourselves. But he really was able to keep them in the game. It was just better effort. And, you know, part of it was we started rebounding. We were getting them to miss their first shot at times in the first half and early in the second half, but they were getting the rebound. And so then your defense doesn't look as good because they're scoring. But finally, we started rebounding the ball like we're capable of, and then we started getting the stops we needed.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner tonight over Alabama 79-74 as we continue with Coach Kevin Stallings. We were talking here during the break, Kevin. When you think about it, given the situation playing with George not able to play, and a lot of people didn't even know that, you know, Charles was sick pretty much all week, it kind of makes this even better, doesn't it?
Well, it makes me really proud of our guys because, as I was telling you during the break, Charles spent Tuesday night in student hospital and did not practice. I hadn't seen Charles until he showed up for the game tonight. I hadn't seen him since we got off the bus when we got back from Auburn. I mean, he hasn't been a part of anything we've done because he's been sick that entire time. And he came in and gave us 7 really, really good minutes. Mm-hmm. And very proud of him. And Charles is a guy, though, because of his intellect and because of his basketball IQ, he can do something like that. But I don't think I've ever played a guy that wasn't at practice the entire week. But we, you know, with George being hurt, he got hurt yesterday in practice. And Lance is, you know, far less than 100%. And, you know, we've got some issues that way, but we don't have any choice. We've got to play through them.
Yeah, and you told me some guys were going to have to play more than usual, and Beal didn't come out tonight.
Yeah, and Brad played 37 minutes. I mean, it's not what I want to do, but, I mean, literally, I wasn't sure whether Charles could play or not, and I felt like we had maybe, you know, one sub sitting over there that normally plays and on the perimeter, but we, you know, we persevered and we fought through it. So I'm proud of our team, and that's. You know, at the end of the night, you got to figure out a way to get more than they get, and we did that tonight.
Free throws now 2 in a row. You've never made a big deal out of that kind of thing. Do you continue that pace right now and just hope it all changes on Saturday?
You know, I think that, as I told the team after the game, free throws is like the only individual thing in this game. It's the only thing that the situation is really, aside from the time and score, the situation is the same every time. And it's totally individual. It's not team. It's not. It's an individual thing. Mm-hmm. And so you got to work it out yourself. You got to work it out yourself. And we missed them tonight, and that's not good. We're shooting 75% coming into league play, mm-hmm. and now that's slipped. And unlike the other day, as Jermaine and AJ walked by, unlike the other day. You know, our guys that normally make them were the culprits right. tonight. But again, we live to tell about it. And so I have full confidence that we'll make them and that those guys will make them come Saturday.
But, you know, it was apparent those guys threw this team on their back for a while, too, in that second half. It was, Jermaine and AJ together were awfully good down the stretch.
They were great. They both made huge plays, made big shots, and even made big free throws. Jermaine, after, you know, he comes over at the timeout, after we got fortunate when they missed that open three when right. we were up two, he comes over. They've called timeout and he comes over. He says, "Give me the ball, I'll make him." So we did, and he made him, and it put us up four. And effectively, yeah. that kind of ended the game. Yeah. It is what it is. And we need to shoot free throws better. We got to shoot them better. And eventually, that'll beat us if we don't get that. Fixed and fix it quick.
Finally, tough one coming in here now Saturday. Ole Miss is good.
Real tough, and they've won three in a row, and Andy's doing an unbelievable job, and so we've just got to, figure it out between now and Saturday and hope that our guys are rejuvenated and ready to go because, we had guys, as you mentioned, play a lot of minutes tonight, and we're going to have to bounce back quickly and try to get another victory.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
We'll have more after this.